opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 7th of January, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, it is Friday, and that means it is a Culture Friday. I had a show planned today. It is the first Culture Friday of the year, and I wanted to play some very old and some very, very new Bahamian music and to ask my audience to share with me and other listeners what are the most important aspects of Bahamian culture and why. And, after Hurricane Dorian and the COVID pandemic, you know, we have changed how we are going to live forever. How we Christmas and junk canoe, how we fish fry, how we backyard party, how we church, how we celebrate and commiserate and grieve. It has changed how we fair and festival, how we rake and scrape, how we beach and how we family affair. While we must learn to accept change, we prepare ourselves for it by holding dear the most valuable things from the past and the present. They call that Sankofa. And as we have entered the eighth year of the International Decade for Peoples of African Descent, of those things in our culture that we identified as valuable and ensured that we retained them from our past, from our ancestors. It's time for us to determine what of the things we have before us are worthy of taking into this new future with us. Not just that. We have to decide what we are taking with us into the future and how we are going to reshape it or let it evolve to accommodate the realities of our new lives. So I want to play some old and new music today so we could listen to some of the things that we have retained. Not just Joseph Spence era to Ronnie Butler era, and I have some examples of that, but from Ronnie Butler era to the present. As the last show ended, we had the announcement of the passing of Sir Sidney Poitier, Bahamian legend, a world legend on the stage, in film. This man was a Renaissance man, a phenomenal man. And so today, we're going to take the time, as we talk, to pay tribute to Sir Sidney. And perhaps we can use this moment to frame out the conversation I want to have. Because here's an example of a man. Here is a man who has left us many things that we should take into the future with us. He has documented them, immortalized them, is that the word? He has emblazoned them on film. So we no longer have to rely on stories from our Grammy, from my cousin from the island who you don't know. An example of Bahamian excellence, heralded by the whole world. And like the young folks say, that boy was bad. He was phenomenal. He was just super talented. So I can read a bit of his bio that I found quickly. I just got the news myself. But I want to ask my audience members, those who knew him, those who knew of him, those who were growing up at the same time as him, those that have the stories that we need to know to better understand ourselves. Let's take this moment to grieve and commiserate together. Let's take this moment to celebrate, to share and celebrate together what he meant to us, what he meant to the country, what he meant to a future, to the future of the Bahamas, future Bahamians who have not been born yet. And what he meant to those he called family and who called him family. So if you would grace us, if you would be willing to share, our contact information, our telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. If I may repeat, this morning we received the sad news of the passing of Sir Sidney Poitier, Bahamian legend, world-renowned Renaissance man. Sidney L. Poitier, KBE, born February 20th, 1927, is a Bahamian-American retired actor, film director, activist, ambassador, and all-around hometown boy. In 1964, he won the Academy Award for Best Actor, becoming the first black male and Bahamian actor to win the award. He has had two further Academy Award nominations, 10 Golden Globe nominations, 2 Primetime Emmy Award nominations, 6 BAFTA nominations, 8 Laurel nominations, 1 Screen Actors Guild Award nomination. Poitier became one of the last surviving major stars from the Golden Globe age of Hollywood cinema in 2020 upon the passing of Kirk Douglas, and the oldest living and earliest surviving male Academy Award winner. From 1997 to 2007, Poitier served as Bahamian ambassador to Japan. Poitier's entire family lived in the Bahamas. Now, I let y'all know, I'm reading from Wikipedia. And that is especially why I invite you to share what you know. Correct what we don't know. Then still a British colony, the Bahamas. But he was born unexpectedly in Miami. Now, I know there is still, I don't even want to call it controversy, but there are a number of stories. I give the family time. I'm not begging them to call in to confirm anything like that. While they were visiting for the weekend, which automatically granted him U.S. citizenship, he grew up in the Bahamas but moved back to Miami at age 15. He joined the North American Negro Theater, landing his breakthrough film role as a high school student in the film Blackboard Jungle in 1955. In 1958, Poitier starred with Tony Curtis as chained together escaped convicts in The Defiant Ones, which received 9 Academy Award nominations. Both actors received a nomination for Best Actor, with Poitier's being the first for a black actor, as well as a nomination for a BAFTA, which he won. In 1964, he won the Academy Award and the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor for Lilies of the Field, playing a handyman helping a group of German-speaking nuns build a chapel. He also received acclaim for Porgy and Bess, 1959, A Raisin in the Sun, 1961, A Patch of Blue, 1965. He continued to break ground in 3 successful 1967 films which dealt with issues of race and race relations. To Sir with Love, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and In the Heat of the Night. If any of y'all ever watch TV with your Grammy, you know In the Heat of the Night. He received a Golden Globe Award and British Academy Film Award nomination for his performance in the latter film, In the Heat of the Night. He was the top box office star of the year. Beginning in the 70s, Poitier also directed various comedy films, including Stir Crazy, starring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Now, that is something I did not know. And I'll have to confess, I did watch that as a small child who was not allowed to watch that. And I didn't know that. Poitier directed Stir Crazy in 1980, starring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, among other films. After nearly a decade away from acting, he returned to television and film, starring in Shoot to Kill, 1988, and Sneakers, 1992. And I loved Sneakers. I just loved it. Poitier was made an honorary Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire, KBE, by Queen Elizabeth II in 1974. In 1995, he received the Kennedy Center Honor. In 2009, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the United States' highest civilian honor. In 2016, he was awarded the BAFTA Fellowship for Outstanding Lifetime Achievement in Film. In 1999, he was ranked 22nd among the male actors on the 100 Years, 100 Stars list by the American Film Institute. He's also the recipient of a Grammy Award for Best Spoken Word Album. In 1982, he received the Golden Globe Cecil B. DeMille Award. And in 2000, he received the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. In 2002, he was chosen to receive an Academy Honorary Award in recognition of his remarkable accomplishments as an artist and as a human being. Wow. Wow. Just a phenomenal man. Before I go into the segment on his early life and I tell you all about how he wanted to start the National Porking League, I'm making that up. I'm dreaming that into being. Let's get to some of these texts. There is a new variant of the COVID in France spreading fast as we speak. Please research and respond. I think that text may have been for the prior show, but I will look into it also. I have a text here. As Mr. Strawn stated on Morning Blend, the show right before mine, this information was confirmed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and I have word that it was confirmed by family members as well. So, if we are incorrect, we apologize. Good morning, Aaron. Condolences to the family of Sir Sidney Poitier, a mountain of a man. I love the concept of Culture Fridays. It's what we need as a community to help to figure out who we are. And all of us need it. I know that older Bahamians enjoy it. And it's the kind of thing, like, even I want to say, man, this for us. The same for these young folk. They don't know nothing about this good music. But the truth is, young people need it even more than older generations of Bahamians. Texter says, good morning, Miss Green. Can you play To Sir With Love, please? Thank you. Maybe we'll play it again. I think Dwight ended his show with it. But see if I could slip it back in there. Another text, condolences to the family of the late Sir Sidney Poitier. Rest in peace. I am proud as a Bahamian to know such an accomplished man. Love you, Sir Poitier. Take your rest. Kermit, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you there, caller? Am I plugged in?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Sparky.
Good idea. Oh, you're talking about the history.
Well, you're talking about the...
The Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
The Wikimedia mentioned the motorcade up Collins Avenue. And us little guys climbed the Pontiana trees and watch him in a open-up Cadillac convertible be driven through the streets of Nassau when he came home after he won the Academy Award.
No, but guess what? I remember somebody maybe on the show sharing, maybe it was you, Sparky, sharing about, or maybe it was somebody else, how they went to go see him and he was throwing money. You know, well, he's throwing money to the children, to the young people.
And I remember, if you give me time, because I know you're his customer anyway. If you give me a few minutes, I remember growing up with some of his nephews and nieces. He had a sister, I think, relative living through the Wall Street right opposite Our Lady's Church, the little cardboard house. Down there, there was a niece by the name of Juliet, a nephew by the name of Carlos, Jeffrey Poitier. Off Sea Breeze, up by Monastery Park. He had a brother that was a taxi driver who had some sons. One of them was named Philip Cabbage Poitier. I don't know if you remember Cabbage was a prominent sack basketball player.
Okay.
Jeffrey was an up-and-coming actor, so I think Jeff is still in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he built a home up in Vinton Estates, beautiful home with a pool and a very one of them big high gates. You can't see over it.
Yeah.
You have to go through it, you peep in, and they come and they talk to you at the gate, open it up. I remember going up there a couple of times with Jeff. And then while he used to, Mr. Poitier, he's called him Augustin. He would always be out on the pool, always reading.
Mm-hmm.
Out by the pool underneath the umbrella. And you know there's a bar right there next to the pool.
Spotty.
I also remember stories of him trying to start a movie studio or something in the Bahamas.
Nice.
But got in a problem with politicians.
Don't watch nothing. Sparky, we can go right there. Look here, we can go right there. Thank you so much for that walk down memory lane. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know about nothing but Cabbage Beach. And I don't know about no bar because I only 5. And my Grammy wouldn't let me go off the side porch. But that's why it's so important to hear these stories. I have a text here that says, the Bahamas should be in mourning. Yes, some jealous people disregard, while others, especially the young, totally don't know of him. Beyond the shadows of any doubt, he remains phenomenal. Rest in peace, Sir Sidney. A beautiful text. Before I get to my next call, Sparky, you spark an idea in me again. Guess what? I am starting a show called Bus Up History. See, they got one show in foreign called Drunk History, where they get the historian and the host drunk. Like KB, drunk again. But we can call it Bus Up History, where we can get half cut. We can get fully cut. See, Sparky, that's what inspired it when you said cut, you know. We can get half cut, and we can talk Bahamian history. What a day. That's a beautiful idea. Thank you, Sparky. Another text. Wow. Dear texter, I'm not going to talk about COVID today. I apologize. This hour, while I'm hosting the show, is not sufficient time to do that. We're going to stick with what we're talking about, but thank you for sharing. Another text is Sidney. The handsomest man alive made me marry a black man. Listen, he was the handsomest man alive, because my daddy had already passed before him. That's the only way he could have made it there. Whereas two very handsome men. Kermit, let's get to this call, and then we're going to go to a break. Callie, you're on the clock.
Callie, David, it's talking away so long with you here in Pretty Eyes, Grant.
Good morning, Brayman. How are you doing?
I'm all, and we need justice, law, and order in this country.
Absolutely.
I want to correct you on a couple of things.
Okay.
Or at least one.
Uh-huh.
First, I know his family, Reb and those on DeVoe Street, the Burnside, Stan Burnside, my good friend Jackson Burnside.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, me and him sat together at the Burnside house several years back, and we were in a nice conversation. But what I basically want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was born in international waters. His parents was going to Miami to carry tomatoes from
mm-hmm.
Cat Island. It was, you know, they used to export tomatoes to the United States, and it was on their way to Miami.
Yeah.
And he was born during that, while they was carrying the tomatoes, right, in international waters. So anybody could have owned him, but the United States people take full control, cause him to be an American citizen. But what I want to say is, right,
uh-huh.
he has a lot of family also through Milton Street. They were my friends, and, you know, they give me the full information of him. And, of course, like I said, we met. I remind him of one of his movies while we was talking on to the Burnside, Dr. Burnside premises. Him and Dr. Burnside was family. And when I remind him of one of his movies, he burst out laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But he a people person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all I want to say, and thank you.
Thank you, Brayman. Thank you for sharing that moment with him. That's a wonderful, beautiful moment. I'm going to read this last text, and then maybe we play that clip, Kermit, and then we go to a break. The text says, where will they bury him? It sounds like he was the most successful Bahamian so far. Did he invest locally in the Bahamas or internationally? What are some of his businesses? Well, if anyone knows that answer, please share it with us. But let me say this. When you say what are some of his businesses, it almost suggests like that would be the most important contribution that he could make, like an economic one. But I would say that his contribution to the lives and the lived experiences of Bahamians, first, primarily, and the world secondarily, it's just unmeasurable. It's immeasurable. You can't measure that. That's like asking how much BPL, oh God. You can't measure that. It's just too much. Just a phenomenal man. So Kermit, let's you can play that, or you can go to a break and play it when we come back. Either way, you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, and we're taking a moment on this Culture Friday to remember Sir Sidney Poitier.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. print with Printmasters.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Well, it's English lesson time. I build a chapel.
I build a chapel.
You build a chapel.
You build a chapel.
Oh, we build a chapel.
We build a chapel.
He built the chapel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sing it over.
Amen.
Temple,
amen.
Talking with the elders,
amen.
Who marvel at his wisdom,
amen.
Down at the Jordan,
amen.
Where John was baptizing,
amen.
And saving all sinners,
amen.
See him at the seaside,
amen.
Talking with the fishermen,
amen.
And making them disciples.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green on this Friday, the 7th of January, 2022. And we are taking a moment to pay tribute on the passing of Tusa Sidney Poitier upon his sudden passing last night. We say condolences to family, condolences to his friends, condolences to those whose lives he would have touched over his phenomenal life. It's just the only word I could find right now, his phenomenal life. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you would like to share with us your stories, your moments that you shared with Sir Sidney, you can text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. In honor of Sir Sidney, I also want us to have a conversation about the new Bahamas. It's not just a new day, it's a new world, it's a new year. And we still have the responsibility of shaping our lives. And so I asked the question earlier, what are the things that we want to take with us into the future? What are the things from the past and the present that we value so much that we cannot move forward without them? And how do we make sure that we can take them with us to the future, that they evolve, that we allow them to reshape themselves, or we intentionally reshape them? You know, that song, that clip just now that we played was an excerpt from Lilies of the Field. It's called Amen, the song, and that was Sir Sidney, a handyman, teaching a group of nuns English. So I want to just quickly play a song that sort of is an example of how we have already decided that we will take the most important things from the past with us into the future. So Kermit, if you could play that song by the Region Bells, please. Dry Bones.
Ezekiel in the valley, on the Lord's day.
Then
God told Ezekiel to prophesy in
the word of the Lord.
Well, Ezekiel in the valley,
on
the Lord. Lord's day.
He was preaching.
God told Ezekiel to prophesy, and I'll hear the word of the Lord. Well, God called Ezekiel, the son of man, to preach the gospel to sinful man. The children of Israel, they got so wicked. My God said, the time is near. I'm going to make a reservation in my own way for the nation of people who wouldn't obey. Then the Lord, he went down by the middle of the night and smote that city with all his might. Then the Lord placed Ezekiel in the while he prophesied.
The word of the Lord.
Great God, your toe and your foot bone join together, and your foot and your ankle bone join together, and your ankle and your leg bone.
That was Dry Bones by the Region Bells, right? And then I realized Mrs. Sydney capturing it and preserving it for the future, or the Region Bells capturing it and preserving it for the future. But Mrs. Sydney certainly captured a piece of Bahamian-ness and preserved it for the whole world. Well, showcased it for the whole world to see and preserved it on film for Bahamians to be able to always see their contributions to the world. I got a caller on the line. Let's go to that call. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Grant.
Good morning. How are you?
Proud. Well, sad day. The greatest actor, Bahamian actor, greatest actor in the world, Oscar Award. My black man receive it. I'm proud of him. Love all his movies.
Absolutely.
And but I appreciate with black history of black in Bremen. There are so many histories, you know.
Yeah.
To watch that, and one of the controversies, I will not get into it right now, but maybe later on next month. I always wonder. No one never cleared that up. But anyway, that's another story. But he made us proud.
Yeah.
He made us proud as acting and an ambassador. And I appreciate Hubert Ingram, Prime Minister at that time, who made a tough decision to make him an ambassador. He did well. He opened up the way for Asia nations, China, Hong Kong, Thailand, great, great, powerful nations. He opened up the way for that in. And I hope the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Immigration tell a story about that.
All right.
Yeah, you need to tell another story.
Okay.
You know, because he reminds me of him, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Minister Fred Mitchell look like him.
There you
but
go.
But anyway, let's go to congratulate to the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a giant.
Absolutely.
And I thank God, I'm proud to be him, man. It makes you want to be so proud to be a Bahamian from your heart.
Yeah. Lucky to be alive at the same time as he was. Let's go to this next caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Great. Condolences to the Portier family, but to the Bahamas at large, and actually to the world and persons of our color. Especially, Sydney is world-renowned from his film acting roles, and it gives black people all over the world a sense of pride. And he was not a racist, so even though I'm referring to giving black people a sense of pride, we all should love Sydney.
Yes.
And therefore, going forward, I would like to see us all not necessarily associating him with any political party as such or just the color.
Right.
But just as a good human being.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We will not let the political culture do that and dilute his message, his overall message. Which was focused on the upliftment, not just of people of African descent, but of all people, understanding that the oppression against Africans will not be lifted until other races also heal themselves. Anyway, thank you very much, caller. Thank you for sharing those condolences. Kermit, I want you to play this song for me. Play the song by Delbon Johnson. I don't want to tell the people what it's called because that'll ruin the surprise. I want to play one song. If I tell you all when I saw this, I couldn't believe this. But I got to let you hear the song first before I tell you what caught me by surprise. The song is by Delbon Johnson, and it is from an old, old album I found online, Gombe Classics.
One pair started out upon the seven seas. Pretty soon I wound up in the best Indies. An island girl, she happened to be there on hand to greet me as I landed on the tropical sand. I felt that I would melt into a woman grace. So taken up was I with all of savage grace. But yes, when heaven seems to be so very near, she take me by the arm and whisper in my ear, Gombe, Gombe, rockin' do the Gombe, come and do the Gombe rock. Gombe, Gombe, rockin' do the Gombe, come and do the Gombe rock. Gombe, Gombe, rockin' do the Gombe, come and do the Gombe rock, rock. Gombe, Gombe, rockin' do the Gombe, come and do the Gombe rock.
All right, so that's not the song by Delbon Johnson. That's by Blind Blake, and that's called Gombe Rock, right? Now, let me tell you about this song here. First of all, if I tell you I found 15 different covers of this song, Gombe Rock, all done by non-Bahamians. I even found a cover by some French by them, and when you hear them singing, they sing in Gombe, 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 because of how they pronounce it. And they have listen, people all around the world are rocking out to this song right now, right? Gombe Rock. But you know what else I loved about it? Blind Blake was rapping. He's rapping. And guess what else I love about this song? Every time I play it with this, when you hear the bass hitting in that song, I could see my parents and their friends in the club. I could see Sparky them and my Uncle Stanley Mitchell them in the club, carrying on bad, bouncing out to the Gombe rock, right? Like, there is nothing different about that song from the music we're producing today and the essence of it, the experience of it. These are the things that we take from the past and bring in to the future with us. Now, Kermit, you playing that one now? Awesome.
Man, see that crow go.
Bullfrog dress up in soldier clothes. He went to the river just to shoot some crows. And the crows smell the powder and they all fly away. Yeah, bullfrog dress and he mad all day. Bullfrog dress, but he can't walk straight. He jumps and he dangles like the figure eight. He tries short his breakfast, but they all fly away. Bullfrog dress, and he mad all day.
That was Bullfrog Dress Up in Soldier's Clothes by Delbon Johnson, right? And that's on the same Gombe album with Blind Blake Gombe Rock, right? But when I heard Bullfrog Dress Up in Soldier's Clothes, I jump up and say, but Ronnie Butler, you lied to me. You made me feel that you write this song yourself, huh? I thought you was the cleverest man in the world, besides the Sidney Poitier and my daddy, right? Right, but aside from that, and then I hear that you too sat down and thought about what are the things from the past we need to pull into the present with us. And that is what you brought. And I love it. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Ronnie Butler. Thank you to Delbon Johnson. And thank you for the bullfrog that every day get dressed up in soldier clothes and go to the river to shoot some crows. Now, Kermit, I got another request here. When you get a moment, if you could pull it up. The texter says, look here, you play that Region Bells Ramming Brothers, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? We need to play that song once per month on a monthly National Memorial Day to remind us of the greatness among us that we are in danger of losing. Well, dear Texter, I tell you, after, particularly after Hurricane Dorian, right? Several encounters over the last 2 years with people where we've shared and talked about death and grieving and loss. I think it's time that we begin to organize a national day of remembrance. We need to turn it into a national holiday, maybe to start with. We need something in September, get something in August, we get something in July, August. We need something in September. A national day of remembrance to do just what you say, to remind us of the greatness among us that we are in danger of losing as we commemorate the lives of those that we have already lost. I say I got a caller on the line, Kermit. Maybe we go to that call and then we can play maybe one or two songs before we go. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Erin Green.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sad news, but like that. He lived a long life. Now, I would advise every Bohemian to read his autobiography.
Right.
I read it about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. He had an interesting life from a man who was a preemie baby. His daddy tell his mother that he's dead. I already built the grave and everything. But his mother went to the older woman. He said it. An older woman did some whatever she had to do and save his life and tell his mother this man is going to be a great man. I mean, she was a real baby woman. She was big and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so he came here to do a premiere. All his big time friends was here. And they all had the red carpet. And during the movie, a white man slapped him. And his mother didn't realize it was fake. His mother just stood up in the young, cast him out and slapped him and left. She said his mother didn't understand what is. It was only fake, mommy. But she was a real Bohemian, strong woman. And she didn't know what the movies was all about.
Mm-hmm.
So he came from Cat Island, can't read and write, going to New York, learned to read and write, and became very successful. That's just how he was raised right, I guess.
Yes. Look here.
He was raised right.
He was.
He did writing. Rest in peace.
He was. And look here. I was.
Read his book.
Tell the people the name of the book, man.
The Man of a Man. I think The Man of a Man.
The Man of a Man, you say?
Yes. Yes. The Man of a Man. He wrote like one or two of them that his life, telling his whole life story. He went here, went to Miami to his brother, then went to New York City. But how you could go as 50 years old, go to New York City, can't read and write. And he lives through that.
Buddy, but you talking about the lived experience of hundreds and hundreds of Bahamians. See, that's why we got to get this education discussion sort of rooted in our authentic Bahamian experience, because we don't understand the ways in which people learn, right? And how they are able to navigate the world with the education that they do have, how they turn it into so much more than we think it is. And so Sydney is an example of that. What I wanted to say is that I had the benefit of that environment in which he was raised. I want to say good morning to Mrs. Willamae Stewart, the mother of my classmate, Scarlett Stewart. And let me just say, Miss Willamae Stewart is one of them women. She'd look at me and say, yeah, she's bad head, you know, and she may be too smart for her own good, but let me just pinch her and pull her in. She always had a kind word for me, always welcoming to her home. Always look out for me. Yes, he come from good people. Yes, man. He come from us. He's good people. I have a quick notice before we end the show. The Prime Minister Davis is expected to make a statement to the nation on the passing of Sir Sydney at around 11. So make sure you tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM so you can be there when it happens. Ah, boy, what a time. Kermit, let's play another song. I had some song about COVID pandemic and how it's treating us, right? Because the thing that is causing us so urgently to look at our culture and address this process of cultural preservation is the risk of cultural loss, of losing our culture because of the pandemic and the way that it has so quickly and drastically changed the way we do things. So I'm not going to play them, but I had Loose Me by Nishi LS, and I had No Coronavirus by Bobby the Maintenance Man. Now look here, who is Bobby the Maintenance Man? And why y'all been keeping this secret hidden from us for so long? But I want to say thank you to Shad Cawley and the VIPs for producing this classic for Bobby the Maintenance Man. This is a down-home Bahamian understanding the power of his voice and sharing it with other Bahamians. That's why I added it to the list today, because I think that's something that we need to take with us into the future. This, it is the thing that we just talked about in Sir Sidney Poitier, right? Where you don't need nobody to tell you that you are worthy or that you are full of potential that needs to be realized. You go out there and you realize yourself. You bring yourself to life. You become the star that you know that you are. So good morning, Bobby the Maintenance Man, and that's No Coronavirus. I got another text here that says, Aaron to the last caller, don't forget Sir Sidney was the first black actor to slap a white man on the big screen. Listen, we wasn't getting into that. We didn't want to start any contention. I think that's why our earlier caller, our Caribbean brethren, shared with us, made the point to acknowledge that he was not a racist. But that moment, that was the slap heard around the world. And what we acknowledge is the production company that understood the weight of that moment, that act in that moment, and how important it was for the world. How important it was for the people in the environment in which the film and the eventual television show was set. Thank you very much, Texter. Got another text here. Anybody got a text here? Kermit, did my texter say, play the song by Nishi LS, Loose Me? She's a top 10 international star right now. So I guess we're going to have to play that. Good morning, Nishi LS. I put it on the list because I thought it was great. I'm going to tell you all a couple more of the songs on the list as we wait for it to pop up. I had Bangali by Charlie Adamson, Camilla by George Simonette, Spirit Rum by Blind Blake. And then we moved into, well, what you heard was Bullfrog Dress Up in Soldier's Clothes by Delborn Johnson and Gumbe Rock by Blind Blake. What I wanted to do was transition us to some very new music that intentionally goes back to the past to pull elements into the future. And those two songs are Waigido by Hollywood B and Lonely No More by C.J. Priest. And Lonely No More by C.J. Priest was, I think, written and produced by Fred Ferguson. And you could hear that old traditional Bahamian or multiple Bahamian sounds embedded in this very new song. And Waigido is an old story about a boy. Everybody know a boy in their neighborhood whose name could be Waigido. And that's a classic. I love it, Hollywood B. Kermit, let me know when you're ready so we could hear that. There we go. Loose Me and Let Me Go. A song to help you deal with the coronavirus pandemic.
Boy shop.
Oh no, that ain't it. We playing something different.
Steal the wings off a mosquito.
Oh, that's Waigido. Nice. We play that.
Waigido boy. Waigido. 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 Waigido.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah. Now Waigido. He was a crafty man, yeah, yeah. And Waigi had a sleight of hand. Now Waigi D from the police sergeant
and the Sarge, oh, they'll clean up the
street. And Sarge them put Waigi in handcuffs.
Yeah, well, you better watch it, man.
Now listen, when I found that song last night, right? My neighborhood had just gotten a visit from Waggy Doe. I could be honest with you. And it made me think, every neighborhood got a Waggy Doe, because when you go on to that song, you hear the sympathy expressed by the people in the neighborhood for Waggy Doe, because everybody say, but that's Waggy Doe, right? We know him all our life. But that's not the only thing that caused me to put this song on the list. What caused me to put the song on the list is that song is every song we ever made in the backyard at the party with the 5-gallon water drum, right? With the tin tub. That song is every song we done made in the car while we's chilling outside the club waiting to go home. That song is like, that is the engine that drives the Bahamian experience. We know how to entertain ourselves. We know how to make music. We know how to make sound. We know how to crack jokes and tell story. We could take care of ourselves. We could make the music when it's needed. Anyway, I just love that song by Waggy Doe. So Kermit, I can leave the choice to you. Maybe we ended with that new track by Shad Fur. I think that's a perfect blend of Bahamian, Caribbean, and Global North sound, and may encapsulate the essence of Sir Sidney in this new age. Or maybe we play Loose Me by Nishi, or maybe we play Mr. Culmer by Ian Davis, which so reminds me of, it's a movie called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? It so reminds me of that. But I'm going to let my producer choose. And as we close out the show, I'm going to read these last texts. Thank you for the confirmation. And thanks for honoring a great Bahamian, Sir Sidney Poitier. Rest in peace. Also recently belated, Wendell Jones's The Media Mogul's mother, Geraldine Jones, and Mitzvah Bartlett, mother of Debbie Bartlett, and her aunt, Bahamian author-poet Susan J. Wallace. Condolences to the families of all of these great Bahamians. Yes, we are overdue for National Museum and Heroes Recognition holiday, all day. Anyway, I'm going to have Dr. Chris Curry on, hopefully, to talk about that. I got to go. I got to let the music play. Thank you to my producer. Thank you to the people who shared. Thank you, Sparky, for sharing. Half Cut History coming up soon. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, but Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next.